Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Maris Hannah Mary Bas Chana and Lila Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Shmuel. The Mishnah in Maseches Pesachim at the end says that according to Rabbi Shmuel, the bracha on the Korban Pesach and eating the Korban Pesach paters the bracha on other on the Chagiga, on the Zevach. The bracha on the Zevach doesn't pater the Pesach. So Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva says neither one paters the other. The Gemara says this is connected to the machlokas of zirika is b'chal shficha. Zirika is what you do from afar, and that is for most zvachim. And the shficha is what you do from up close, and that is dafka, carbon pesach. So their argument is zirika what you do for the shlamim, is that included in shficha what you do for the pesach? So according to Rabbi Yishmael, that the bracha of the pesach patters the bracha of the chagiga of the shlamim. So he holds that Zerika is included in Shvicha, just like Zerika, which is what you do for other korbanos, included in Shvicha, so too. The bracha of the other Zvachim is included in the bracha of the Pesach, just like Zerika is included in Shvicha. Shvicha equals Pesach, Zerika equals the other korbanos. Zerika is included in Shvicha, so too the bracha of the Zerika, the bracha of the other korbanos is included, and the eating them is included in the bracha of the Pesach. One patches the other. Rabbi Akiva holds, says the Gemara, that they're not connected. That Zerika can't cover Shvicha, Shvicha can't cover Zerika. And Memela, you have to also make a separate bracha for the Chagiga and for the Korban Pesach. So you see that the Gemara connects the two, the bracha and the eating of the Korban Pesach and Korban Chagiga, and whether the avodas are connected, whether one avoda can cover the other avodah. If the avodah of the Pesach can be done for the other karbanos as well. If the avodah gets me the other karbanos as well, then the bracha also covers it, Rabbi Yishmael. Whereas if it doesn't, if the avodah can't be done one for the other, bracha doesn't cover it, that's Rabbi Akiva. The Rambam, Lashitaso, goes against the Gemara. The Rambam shaks us, and he says that if you are Zorek, what needs to be, if you are Shofich, what needs to be Nizrak, Yotze, like Rabbi Yishmael. When it comes to the bracha, he says the bracha of the Pesach doesn't pater the Zevach, like Rabbi Akiva. So how can he do that? So, answers Agon Rabbi Pesach Steinzatzal in his Likutei Shiurim, Gevaldik Sefer, Siman Tes Vav, Seches Pesachim. He says, first we have to understand the etzem kesher between the bracha and the eating the Pesach and the avodah. The Gemara connects the two, the Gemara says it. If you hold the Pesach as poter the Zevach, you hold that Zerika is Bechlal Shvicha. But they're two completely different categories. One is how you do the Avodah, how you do the Akrava. And the other is Hilchos Brachos, what bracha you're making on the Echilas Pesach, what bracha you're making on, and whether that bracha of the Pesach can cover the other ones. Just because Zerika is Bechlal Shvicha, why should the bracha of the Pesach cover the bracha of the Zevach? Ah, Kesher? Each one is a separate carbon. If each one's a separate carbon, they should require different brachas. What does it matter that you can seder? So you could do that krava, you can do for Zerika or Yose with Shvicha. Why does that mean that then you can make separate? You can make one bracha for both? Many, many ask this. We've already actually had two shiurim on this in Lashon HaKodesh. And the Chazon Ish asks this, and the Tzlach, and the Birchas Avraham, many others. Basic kashim shat in the Gemara. And also we have to understand that how can you connect Achilas Pesach and Achilas Kachim? The two completely different categories. First of all, Kachim don't require Kazayis, Yom Lamed Tes Lamed Aleph and Tos Yishanim, Pesachim Gimel Lamed Aleph, Gimel Lamed Beis Higiani Kapul. And Pesach does require a Kazayis. So you see there are two different categories. How can one cover the other? And also the famous Beis Halevi and the Chilak Aleph Simen Beis, that their Chalukim be so dinam, that Achilas Kachim is a din on the carbon that it should be eaten, the Dilas Achilas Pesach is a din on the Gavra that he should eat. And with that, he explained why Kachim, the Rambam, says, not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, it's included in the mitzvah of the Ikra Karvus HaKarban, whereas Pesach is a mitzvah achila b'fnei atzma, because Pesach is a mitzvah on the gavra that he has to eat. Kachim is just part of the commandment, just like you have to do, burn the murim, and you have to put, throw the blood, all the dinam of the carbon included in that, is you also have to eat the, you have to eat it, the din in the carbon. Sheniyei necha. So you see that they're fundamentally different. So how then can the bracha and the Pesach pater the bracha and the on the other zvachim, when there's someone on chagiga, when they're fundamentally different. So it seems as follows. There's a famous yisod of Reb Chaim brought by his son in the Kisvei Agriz and Zvachim Daf Tes. Then the Gemara in Brachas Tes Amud Aleph, the Tosis asks that according to Reb Elazar ben Azari that a Pesach is eaten only till Chatzos, Ayitz is losir man at Boker. It shouldn't be Boker, it should be at Chatzos. Why is it Noser begin at Chatzos? Sounds Reb Chaim that mitzvah achilas Pesach, they're really two dinim. One is the mitzvah achilas Pesach, v'achu saposer b'layla zeh, and the other is midin korban Pesach. So in achinami, mitzvah achilas Pesach is until Chatzos. You have to eat it until Chatzos. But mitzad din korban shebo, there's no din of Chatzos. And there's man achilas kol alayla. So what is Noser Toluyin? Noser is Toluyin, the din korban. None of the din achilas. Din achilas is until Chatzos. But lo sir menu ad boker, mi din korban shebo. When is it going to be Noser? When the korban is Noser. When mi din korban shebo, you can't eat it anymore. Midin achila, it's until chatzos. Midin karban shibor, you can eat it until alos hashachar, and that's when noser begins. Now, what about after zman achila, when you're still allowed to eat a midin karban, but it's no longer zman achila, you're still allowed to eat it? So Reb Chaim holds no. Chaim says, there tonight, memaisa achila. You have to eat it tzli. You also have to eat it until chatzos. It's a tenai b'maisa achila. It's mitzad din karban shebo zmanu ad haboker. But there's a tenai in the maisa achila that's stopping you, that it has to be done until chatzos. But the Rosh Hashanah takes it a step further, and he says in Perek Vav Meichos Chomitzu Matzah Halacha Aleph that b'emes you can eat it all night. You're just mevatel mitzvah achila of the Pesach. But din mitzvah achila is kachim kalim, midin karban shebo. You're mekayim gam achra chatzos. Achatzos is a mitzvah midin karban shibo, midin kachim kalim shibo, midin achilas pesach and still chatzos. But midin the karban shibo, midin that it's a karban kachim kalim, karban pesach kachim kalim, you can eat it all night, and you can daka eat it all night. You're just getting only one of the mitzvahs, not both. You're not getting the mitzvah of achilas pesach, but you're getting the mitzvah of achilas kachim kalim. But the kuli alma we see. The Pesach has two inyanim. There's mitzvah achilas Pesach and mitzvah achilas kachim kalim. And if so, birchas Pesach bal korchoi is nichlal also in mitzvah achilas kachim kalim. Right, when you make the bracha on the Pesach, because the Pesach is both, right? The Pesach is both Pesach and it's kachim kalim. So when you make the bracha on the Pesach, you're encompassing both the Pesach and the kachim kalim. So now we answered with our kasha. How does the brach of the Pesach patur the Zevach either to suge mitzvahs? Based on what we said, it's gevaldik. Zeinu chinami, the Pesach has its own special, unique category of, like we said before, that in mitzvah like Avra, it's a separate mitzvah, but it also includes, it also encompasses din achilas kachim kalim, milvad din misuyim bePesach. So in the middle, since it includes kachim kalim, we understand how the bracha of the Pesach can also patur kachim kalim. Birchas haPesach covers the kachim kalim aspect of the Pesach and also other kachim kalim, and memela the bracha of the Pesach can patur the zevach. But according to that, then we have another kasha, the opposite, since birchas haPesach also includes mitzachilus kachim kalim. So why do we care that zricha is not bechlal shvicha? They're all kachim kalim. So birchas haPesach is also on the kachim kalim. So why shouldn't it patur the chagiga? Why did the Gemara say no? If zrika is not b'chal shvicha, it doesn't patur like Rabbi Akiva. So Baal Korchenu, we have to say that if zrika is not b'chal shvicha, so there are two types of kachim kalims. There are two categories of kachim kalims. not kalom, kalim. And even though they're both kachim kalim, but they have different types of kedusha, different categories. And therefore one can't patur the other. If zrika is bechal shficha, then they're one category of kachim kalim. But if zrika is not bechal shficha, then we see that there are two categories of kachim kalim. So now we have an answer to our kasha. What's the shaychus of the din ha-karbon to the bracha and the achila? Say nachinami, mitzad achila, they're both kachim kalim and it would pater. But if they're choluk b'akravasam, what does that show you? It shows you something about the karbon, that they're based suge karbon. And therefore they have a different din achila. So when can the bracha on one achila pater the other? When they're one sug. When they're two sugim, they're two categories, one can't pater the other. Says the Gemara was told of one and the other. The Gemara says, you know when the Pesach paters the Zevach? When Zerika is Bechal Shvicha, that shows that they're one sug. But if Zerika is not Bechal Shvicha, they're two sugim of Kochim Kalam and Memela, the bracha on one can't pater the other. Could say more than Psachim Daf Ayin is a machlokas of Chagigas Yedalit is a choiva rishus. The Gemara says that the Mishnah that holds this rishus goes not like Ben Tema. The Sanya Ben Tema Oyer Chagiga Aboyim a Pesach Harei Ke Pesach Veiner Nechelas El Yom VeLaila. Ben Tema says the Chagiga comes with the Pesach is like the Pesach is eaten for Yom VeLaila. And the Gemara says, Gemara asks, according to Ben Tema, is it eaten sli or is it not eaten sli? You have to roast it like the Pesach or not? Gemara says it's eaten sli. Ayin Shem in the Gemara. Now there's Laman de Amar Chova, Ben Tema. Bekamadinim, it's equal to the Pesach. So we see that the Chagigas Yudalad being a Chova is not Stam a Chova, like Olas Riyev a Chadoyme, but rather, it's a prat in the Korban Pesach. It even has to be eaten sli like the Korban Pesach. And it emerges then that the yesod of the machlokas of Chagiga Yudalad is a chov v'rishus, not stam a machlokas of chiyuv v'rishus, but it's a machlokas if it's a prat in the Pesach or not. If it's a chov, it's a prat in the Pesach, like the Pesach is a chov. And if it's a rishus, then it's not a prat in the Pesach. Fiza would appear that our sugi that says that birchas haPesach paters the zevach, if zrika is bechal shvicha, is like the man the armor that chagikas yodalad is a chova, that it's a prat bechovis haPesach, and therefore if zrika is bechal shvicha it paters. So if zrika wouldn't be bechal shchita, it wouldn't pater, even though chagikas is a prat in chovis haPesach. Nevertheless, it's not the same gufa zevach. It's just required. So if the korbanos aren't shaykh to each other, then the bracha doesn't pater. But if zvika is bechal shvicha, then they're shaykh to each other and it paters. So again, if you hold it's a chova, that means it's a prat in the Pesach. And if it's a prat in the Pesach, if it's a prat bechovis a Pesach, it's part of the hakovis a Pesach. It also makes the chagiga. If they're also shaykh in that zrika is bechal shvicha, that makes them as strong, that gives them a strong enough shaychus that one bracha patches the other. And it's not the halach on all korbanos, only in Pesach and Chikas Yudalid, because it has dine Pesach, boitzli, v'chule. And therefore it has a din Pesach. And therefore, if you make the bracha of the Pesach, it patches the zevach. So with this, we can be miyashiv the Rambam. Frak the lechem Mishnah, that since the Rambam paskins that zrika is bechlal shvicha, he should have passed like Rabbi Yishmael, that birch brichas haPesach pater shel zevach, like we see in our sugya. Based on what we said, it's beautiful. So Rambam, the 10th parak of Hilchos Korban Pesach, Halacha Gimel, paskins that Chagigas Arba'asar is a reshus v'eino choyva. Ayin sham. So even if you hold that Zerika is b'chal shficha, that's not enough. Birchas of Pesach can't patur the Zevach because they're two separate karbanas. Only if you hold that it's a prat in the Pesach, that it's a chov, that means it's a chova. If you hold it's a chova, that's a prat in the Pesach, then the Pesach patters the chagiga. But since the Rambam himself paskins that chagiga sarbasar is a rishus and it's not a chova, so even though he holds that zirik is b'chal shficha, they're still two completely separate korbanos. You're right, you can do one of the same avoda for other korbanos, that you could do the Pesach avoda for the other korbanos, but they're still two completely separate korbanos. And now that we see in our Gemara that if Zerigas Bechal Shvicha, the bracha of the Pesach patrus the Zevach, that's only Laman Diomar, that Chagigas Yudalit is a Chova. And if it's a Chova, then it has all the dinim of the Pesach. If it's a Prat in the Pesach, then we understand that if Zerigas Bechal Shvicha, then it's Gevaldik, they're like, you know, two twin brothers, and Memela, the bracha on the Pesach can patr the bracha of the Pesach encompasses the bracha on the Chagiga, and it patrus it. But the Rambam paskins the Chagigas Yudalit is Rishus. And therefore the Rambam also can paskins very well that Birch Birch is a Pesach, lo Pater Shel Zevach, lo Shel Zevach, lo Pater is a Pesach, because they're two completely different karbanos. Not a prat in the Pesach, it's a completely different karbon, so I can one pat or the other. You're right, you can do the same avoda for the other karbanos that you would do for the Pesach, you can do Shvicha, but there's still two completely separate karbanos, so I can one bracha pat or the other. And the whole sugya is only going to Mandi Omar, that our sugya, that Zerika's Bechal Shvicha, that Chagiga is a Chova. If it's a Chova, it's a Prat in the Pesach, like we saw in the Sugya and Pesachim Daf Ayin. And Ramele, if Zerika's Bechal Shvicha, then the one Bracha Pat is the other, because the other Karbanos are encompassed in the Pesach. But if you hold, like the Rambam, that it's only Rishus, the Chagiga, Ramele, it's a completely separate Karban than the Pesach, and how can the Bracha of the Pesach Pat do that? The Rambam Pesach, the Paters, the Kapaskins, that the Pesach doesn't pater, the Bracha of the Pesach doesn't pater the Chagiga. The Rambam also Paskins that the Zrichas B'chal Shvichan is not a steer at all. Kamuhur. So we still have a lot of other kashas that we haven't asked, and Mamela we haven't answered. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Koach and the Moach and the Simchas Chaim, I'm hoping very much that we will be able to continue in this very, very interesting sugya. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.